I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. In Syria, families searching for missing loved ones have been flocking to a morgue in Damascus to examine photos of bodies found in prisons since the Assad government's ouster. Meantime, Karen Shamas reports there's hope for a new direction.
The leader of the Syrian opposition forces that stormed into Damascus and sent President Bashar al-Assad fleeing to Russia has said the country isn't ready for another war and will not get into another one. Ahmed al-Shara, formerly known as Abu Mohammed al-Jolani, said people are exhausted from war. He also insisted Syria is moving toward development and reconstruction. The Syrian opposition forces are led by a group called Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, that originally was part of al-Qaeda, but split a number of years ago. HTS is considered a foreign terrorist organization by the US and the United Nations. Al-Shara has sought to reassure Syrians that the group is more moderate. I'm Karen Shamas.
And I'm Ben Thomas.